Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you to the work session for the City of Cedar Hills. Today is Tuesday, May the 3rd, 2016, and I have 6:05 p.m. I'd like to call our work session to order. Tonight, we're going to go into executive session to discuss real estate-related contracts. And so if someone would like to make a motion to effect that, I will take that now.
I move that we hold an executive session pursuant to UCA 52-4-251D to discuss the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property held here in the Recreation Center.
Thank you. I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Mrs. Reese seconded. Let's have a roll call vote starting from my right. Mrs. Reese?
Aye.
Mr. Geddes?
Aye.
Mr. Crawley?
Aye.
Mr. Bailey?
Aye.
Mr. Zappala?
Aye.
Motion was unanimous. Thank you very much. Everything else relates to public hearings and we can do this. Item number 13. David, you want to take about 7 or 8 minutes, talk about the care tax that's going to go on the ballot probably this fall?
Yes. Mayor and Council, we have what's called a care tax, which is cultural arts and recreation, and it is a 0.1% tax on sales of certain items within the city that we charge.
What is it again? What was it?
It's cultural arts and recreation.
And it's 0.18?
Is what we call it. 0.1%.
It says 0.1.
0.1. Other communities call it by different names. ZAP tax. It's actually according to the state code, under state code 59-12-1400. It's to provide funding for a botanical organization, cultural organization, or zoological organization may be used to pay for use of botanical organizations' rental of facilities, cultural organizations, and zoological organizations' primary purpose. So according to the state code, that's what you can use this for. This collects about $40,000 a year for Cedar Hills. And we have used this for various projects in the city. Part of it was to finish the basement here. Part of it was we used to finish the basketball court down at Heritage Park. The bathrooms over at Mesquite Park. Was that? Oh, Bay Hill. We had funded for part of Bay Hill. So these are the kinds of things that we're using this tax for, is to help recreation, parks, things like that. And so our tax was, we put out an opinion question to the voters in 2008. They adopted that. They were in favor of that. So we imposed the tax starting in 2009. That lasted for 8 years. So coming up this fall would be the time to go out and ask for an opinion vote again. And this time it would be on the county ballot, but only for Cedar Hills residents. So this opinion question would be to see if the residents want to do this again according to the code. Now it's a 10-year period, not an 8-year period. The code has changed a little bit, and one of the things that we have to do now is to submit a request to the county commission. If the county decides to do a care tax or a ZAP tax or anything like that for cultural arts, recreation, then the city cannot. So we actually petition the county first to say, county, the city of Cedar Hills is interested in this. We want to know if the county is, and if you're not, then we would like you to place our item on the ballot, on the general election ballot, which the county would then do. So this is the first step, is to pass a resolution, first of all, that our city council is in favor of asking the county if we can add the opinion question to the ballot. So that's what the issue is before you tonight. If you pass the resolution, then we would forward that to the county commission. They would consider it. According to the code, I believe they have a 90-day period after they've received notice. Then they respond. And once we get that back from the county, then we would forward that to the lieutenant governor as well. And notify the lieutenant governor that we intend to ask an opinion question to our voters regarding this care tax. And so it's time for us to get this moving forward if the council is wanting to reinstate the care tax. Otherwise, it will expire and we will not be collecting the care tax. So if it passes, then it would be good for 10 years, at which time the city would have to decide if they want to do it again. So they have sunset periods. Any questions on that so far?
Mayor, do you know what direction the county's going? Do you know if they want to put that on for themselves or?
The county?
Yeah.
I haven't had any discussions.
Yeah, no discussion. Okay.
To my knowledge, they were not.
They're generally open to cities putting that on. It doesn't affect the county.
It doesn't affect the county.
How about, but does Salt Lake County do it, or is that?
You mean as a countywide?
Yeah, as a county.
I believe, I think Salt Lake County has their own
tax. I think Salt Lake has their
tax.
Yeah. City or Salt Lake County?
Salt Lake County.
I mean, that's why I ask if it's starting to come down this way, because if they've got it up there.
Well, it's been down here, but it's specific to Cedar Hills in our case.
Right.
But lots of other cities have these ZAP taxes or care taxes.
Okay.
But so, the answer is Salt Lake County does have a ZAP tax.
But the county is the one that would have to.
In 2014, Salt Lake County passed one for 10 years.
As far as anybody in this room or whoever, we haven't heard if the county.
No.
Okay, perfect.
I believe Salt Lake County has some facilities that would qualify.
Well, I know, like the zoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ABA. And I think you're asking, is the county considering doing a care tax on top of what Cedar Hills is doing?
No, because they can't. But what I don't want to do is, if they're going to do it, put all our time and resources into to try it.
I have not heard that they're doing that.
But if they're not, then we...
And if they did it would be towards county-owned assets. Like they own Thanksgiving Point.
Right.
And various things. So Salt Lake County's is, I believe, is specific to assets owned by Salt Lake County.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure it trickles down to the cities.
So last year, American Forks City went through this exact process and put a similar tax on the ballot for the American Fork residents. And when they sent their resolution to the county passed it immediately. They passed the resolution almost word for word what was submitted by the city. And so unless the county has thought of a reason they would like to do a care tax or a ZAP tax in the meantime, which I have not heard that they have any intent to do, then it would be the same process that American Fork just recently completed.
Does anyone remember how well it passed last time? Like, was it a close?
It was high.
You mean the Cedar Hills care tax?
Yeah, do you remember if it was 75%, 55%, 90%?
I don't remember the exact numbers, but it passed pretty well.
Yeah, definitely a majority, not close.
So,
okay. Hey, anything else?
Any questions on that?
Yeah, how's the tax collected?
Is
it property tax? Is it 0.1%?
No, it's sales. Sales on tax. Certain goods and services.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, Rob, in the last vote for care tax, it was 2,057 for, 1,075 against. So, 2-1.
Okay. All right. Let's take a break. We'll be back right at 7 o'clock. Thank you very much.
I'm really good with
you. Hey, Mike. Can you make an amendment to...
So we're-